Hey.
Phew.
Roscoe, oh, Merry Christmas.
How goes it?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. You're on the other end.
Oh, man. It's one of those days when, you know, this bad weather, you should be getting excellent reception.
Yes.
And I just about pulled a muscle trying to, like, step on the radio and the phone in order to... The only way I can get the show in is to stand on the radio and the phone.
At the same time?
Yeah.
God, you hate to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's coming okay at my house this morning.
It's another radio sight gag.
There it is, folks.
Wow.
Get a pen and draw a picture of it at home.
There you go.
And send it to the house.
Yeah. So, what is the Christmas vibe?
Well, the Christmas vibe is I've been trying to be mad all week, and every once in a while I get a little bit of help, but not all the time. Let's see, I don't know. I was watching a little football here, and I think that they got to change the conferences, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, because, like, Green Bay, they played an actual, you know, Midwest football game in, like, one-degree weather, not counting the wind chill and shit, and whatnot.
And whatnot?
And the Minnesota guys are up in the Homer Dome, you know? It's, like, 72 degrees, but it's 16 below outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should be in their own conference, like a sissy conference.
Like the air conditioning conference?
Yeah, dome, sissy conference. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
we're working on
speaking,
it.
Speaking individually and collectively for the Radio Hound organization, we agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's one of these vibe reports. I tried to make a couple of notes.
Well, uh-huh. You needed some eggnog, I think, maybe.
Is the problem that you can't read your own writing?
Can I pass you some?
No, I think the notes thing, I don't know.
Can we pour some eggnog onto the receiver?
That would be good.
Maybe it would help the phone, you know, connection, reception thing.
It would be good. What else? Oh, yeah, I went to that gig last night. That was pretty amazing.
Sid Straw at the Knitting Factory?
Boy, they get a lot of money for that stuff.
$14 to get in there and, like, sit in rows like an assembly?
Oh, man.
Nice.
No thanks.
Did you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I've never set foot in the Knitting Factory.
It was like a dorm...
And I never will.
It was like a dorm party, except for at dorm parties, usually, like, gin and tonics are a quarter.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they're, like, sanctioned by the school or whatever.
And somebody will take off their clothes?
Yeah, no one took off their clothes.
Not even the fat girls?
No. They were there. There were some of them there. It wasn't bad. It was good.
It was good, bad.
Until
not evil.
Halfway through the thing, in comes this, like, little hippie chick who was dressed up like one of those, like, girls in Prince's band with all this stuff jingling on her, you know?
Sure.
And she has to sit... Of course, right next to me.
Just thinking of.
And I've had a cold, and my head is all stuffed up, and she's thinking that hippie stink. You know, it's back
Close
with the thing.
Cigarettes, that whole vibe.
Oh, yeah, along with that whole thing, and I just went into... That would be good.
Well,
I would have sprayed
her
with a country-scented Lysol.
Yeah, man.
Well, tear gas...
Well, scent too, the blue one.
If they're hippies, the tear gas gives them the authentic Kent State kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. And a reason to cry.
Yeah, I mean, they're too young anyway to be doing this, you know. It's sort of like that Grateful Dead, would you like to share my potato vibe?
Would you like to share my potato dude vibe?
Dude. Excuse me, dude.
Mm.
It's sort of a peace thing.
I also dig bluegrass.
Yeah, when Jerry does the acoustic set, it's when he really shines.
Yeah, that's what got my kid brother interested in the pedal steel.
Oh, man.
I give him credit for that.
What did your brother get one?
No, he's working on it though.
What, working on getting a mortgage
he's
to buy
stealing one piece by piece? You know that Star Trek episode where like the Enterprise guys they get to the planet and somebody like the previous expedition they left behind a book about gangsters, so they get to the planet and like everybody's
right.
A gangster. Right, I left behind a Buck Owens cassette last year at Christmas and Andrew took it with him to Minnesota, and so now he can play like every Tom Brumley steel solo on a regular guitar in an open tuning, like, unbelievably.
Really?
I was like, geez, I should get one of those ones with the levers and the pedals, I guess, huh? I'm like, yeah, Andrew, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, they're only $3,000.
Yeah,
and they're not very good for your back, either.
Oh, well. Yeah, but he's a sit-down kind of guy.
Oh, man, until you got to move it.
He needs to keep busy.
He needs one with the pedals raised. He's got sort of short legs.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, that's about it for my Christmas vibe. I just, you know, was going to, like, close with a tune.
Okay.
Cool. So here, I got to put the phone down.
You want the vibes on or off?
Off.
Okay. Roscoe's going to sing for
us. Big amps. Sublime.
Roscoe.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
And keep in mind, folks, he did it straddling the stereo and the telephone.
And keep in mind, he just hung up.